Title: Noise Sweeps with Stock Devices, Using Arrangement View Intermediate. Alright, let's build noise suites that actually feel like drum and bass transitions. Momentum, tension, lift, and then a clean release right on the drop. And we're doing it the pro way in Arrangement View, with only stock Ableton devices, so you can copy and paste this workflow into any project. By the end, you'll have one reusable sweep track that can do risers, downlifters, and short whooshes, plus an impact layer so the transition hits in the mix instead of just sounding like a wide hiss. Let's get set up. First, create a new MIDI track and name it FX Noise Sweep. Drop operator on it. Inside operator, click oscillator and set the waveform to noise. That's your raw material. Stable, neutral, and easy to shape. Then bring the level down right away. Aim around -12 dB as a starting point. Noise gets loud fast once we start adding resonance, drive, saturation, and space. Now go to Arrangement View. Create a MIDI clip for the length of your sweep. In drum and bass, typical lengths are 1 bar for a quick whoosh into a fill, 4 bars for a phrase lift, and 8 or 16 bars for a full build into a drop. Open the clip and draw one long MIDI note. Any pitch is fine because it's noise, but C3 is a clean habit. Great. At this point, if you press play, it's just flat noise. Now we shape it into energy. Next in the device chain, add auto filter after operator. This is the main motion controller. Set auto filter to low pass mode. For the filter type, clean is totally fine and OSR often feels a bit more finished. Set resonance somewhere around 25 to 40%. If you go too far, you'll get that whistly, tonal ring that can turn your riser into an annoying note instead of tension. Add a little drive too, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That drive is part of the attitude. Now the key move, we automate in Arrangement View. Hit it to show automation lanes. On this track, choose auto filter, then frequency. Draw a smooth ramp. If you're doing an 8-bar riser, start the cutoff low, around 150 to 300 Hz, and rise to somewhere like 10 to 16 kHz. For darker, heavier drum and bass, you can stop earlier, like 8 to 12 kHz, to avoid that glossy EDM top end that can fight your hats and cymbals. Now here's teacher advice. Don't think of this as a filter ramp. Think of it as an energy envelope. Brightness is only one layer. In a convincing sweep, three things are usually evolving over time. Brightness, which is your filter cutoff. Density, which is drive, saturation, and sometimes echo or reverb smearing. And apparent loudness, which is subtle gain automation and how compression reacts. If only brightness rises, you often get a thin hiss that doesn't feel inevitable. If brightness, density, and loudness rise together, it feels like the track is being pulled toward the drop. Optional, but vary drum and bass. Turn on auto filters LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16, and keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. The goal is alive, not siren. You want movement you feel, not a lead line. Next, add EQ 8 after auto filter. This is where we make it mix safe. On band 1, enable a high pass filter. Set it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, with a steep slope, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable in DNB. If your noise carries low mid energy, it will compete with your kick and sub, and your drop will actually feel smaller when it arrives. The cleaner the low end before the drop, the heavier the drop feels. If the noise gets harsh, add a gentle dip with a bell around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB down, with a medium Q around 1.5. Don't oversculpt. We're shaping, not neutering. Now we'd add excitement. Drop saturator after EQ8. Choose analog clip for bite, or soft sign if you want it smoother and more tapish. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB. Then trim the output so you're not accidentally building a sweep that's louder than your drop. A good target is having this track peaking around -10 to -6 dB. You can always push later. You can't unclip a messy build without consequences. Now pick your space effect, echo or reverb. Echo is modern and rolling. Reverb is classic wash. For most DNB builds, echo is a really strong default because it adds movement without turning into a giant fog. If you choose echo, set the time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback around 20 to 40%. Use the built-in filters inside echo, high pass around 300 to 800 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the repeats from clogging the mix or getting brittle. Dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. If you choose reverb instead, go size 40 to 70, decay 2 to 6 seconds depending on how long the sweep is, and pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't swallow the transient edge. Keep dry slash wet modest, like 10 to 30%, and make sure the low end is cut. Now, we arrange this like an actual drum and bass record, not just sound design practice. In a 16-bar build, a great move is, start the riser early, but extremely quiet, like 2 to 4 bars earlier than you think it should start. That avoids the sweep suddenly appears amateur moment. It should feel like the energy was creeping in, then arriving in the last bar. And if your sweep feels too linear, use automation shapes. In Ableton, you can right-click an automation selection and choose shapes. Try an exponential rise for tension, because it feels like acceleration, or an S-curve for calm to push to explode. Another great trick is a short hold at the top right before the drop, like you're standing on the cliff edge for half a beat. Now let's add 2 super practical automation lanes that make this feel finished. First, utility. Put utility after your space effect. Automate its gain up slightly over the sweep, like +3 to +6 dB by the end, then snap it back down right on the drop. That snap back is huge. The drop feels bigger when the build gets out of the way instantly. Second, automate echo or reverb dry/wet. Keep it lower early, then ramp it up toward the end for lift, and then hard cut it down at the drop. That contrast is what frames the drop. Big, airy, wide build, then suddenly dry, centered, and punchy drums and bass. Speaking of width, if your sweeps are super wide, your drop can feel weak and unfocused. You can automate utility width too. Start narrower, like 60 to 80%. Open it toward 120 to 140% near the peak. Then snap back to 100% or even narrower at the drop. That momentary narrowing makes the drop feel like it slams into the center. Now, downlifters. You've got 2 reliable methods. Method 1. Reverse the filter movement. Duplicate the sweep region and arrangement. Go to auto filter frequency automation and invert it. Start high, like 10 to 16 kHz, and fall to 200 to 600 hz. Usually keep downlifters short, 1 to 2 bars, especially right after a drop, to create that suck out and reset the ear. Method 2. Print and reverse audio, which often sounds more natural and gritty. Select the sweep section, freeze the track, and flatten it, or resample it to an audio track. Then reverse the audio clip. Add tiny fades at the start and end so it doesn't click. This printed reverse technique is gold for jungle and more raw DNB, because it feels less like an obvious plugin automation and more like a real recorded FX gesture. Now we solve the big problem. Noise sweeps can sound wide and exciting, but not impactful. They lift but they don't hit, so we add an impact layer. Create a new audio track called FX Impact. The simplest option is a short sample, a vinyl hit, a Foley click, a tight crash, a thump. Keep it very short, usually under 300 milliseconds, and place it exactly on the drop point or the section switch. If you want stock only and fully synthesized, use operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn on the pitch envelope and set a quick pitch drop, like -24 to -30, 6 semitones, with a decay around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a tight thump shape. You can blend in a touch of noise if you want extra snap. Process that impact with EQ8. Cut below 30 hz so you don't waste headroom. If you want weight, shape around 100 to 200 hz carefully. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15, boom 0 to 20, but be careful and adjust damp to taste. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We want it controlled, not squashed. Now you have the air from the sweep and the punch from the impact. That combination is what makes transitions feel expensive. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid them. If there is too much low end in the sweep, it fights the sub and kick, and the drop feels smaller. High pass it. If the riser peaks after the drop won't feel like release. Cut the tail, fade it, or automate it down exactly on the drop. If resonance is too high, you get a tone instead of tension. Keep it controlled, and if you want extra intensity, add it only in the last half bar rather than the entire sweep. If FX are too wide, mono compatibility and punch suffer. Use utility to check width, and do a quick mono check. And if every transition uses the same sweep, the track starts feeling copy-paste. Variation is part of the arrangement. Now a few darker, heavier DNB upgrades. Keep the top end controlled by not opening the filter all the way to 16K every time. Stopping at 10 to 12K keeps it menacing. For grit, add redux subtly. A little bit reduction, like 10 to 12 bits, and a tiny downsample. Blend with dry/wet so it's character, not destruction. For techie rollers, you can add gate after your echo or reverb. Dial it so the tail chops in time. You can even automate the gate threshold so it's looser early and tighter near the end, making the sweep turn rhythmic as it approaches the drop. And here is a big one, the two-stage riser. The gear shift over bars 1 through 6, your cutoff rises steadily with moderate resonance. Then in bars 7 and 8, the cutoff rise slows a bit, but you jump drive and saturator drive up. It feels like the engine changes mode, not just more brightness, and that reads as way more intentional. Finally, let's do a quick practice plan you can knock out in 10 to 15 minutes. At around 174 BPM, create an 8-bar riser into a drop and a 1-bar downlifter after the drop. Use only operator into auto filter into EQ8 into saturator into echo. Automate auto filter frequency as the main motion. Automate echo dry slash wet so it increases only in the last 2 bars. Automate utility gain with a small ramp, then snap it down at the drop. Then print the riser to audio, reverse it, and place it quietly as a pre-drop downlifter layered under your main riser. The goal is simple. When the sweep disappears, the drop feels bigger. Before we wrap, one more mix safety habit. Put a limiter at the end of your sweep group, just catching 1 to 2 dB of extreme peaks. That gives you permission to get aggressive with resonance and drive without random spikes eating your headroom. Quick recap. Operator noise is your controllable source. Auto filter cutoff automation in arrangement view is the core motion. EQ8 keeps it out of your low end and tames harshness. Saturator adds density. Echo or reverb adds controlled space. For real DNB impact, layer a short hit and automate contrast at the drop. Effects up, then cut hard. If you tell me what substyle you're making, like liquid, rollers, jump up, jungle, neuro, and whether your drop is sparse or dense, I can give you a specific bar-by-bar automation recipe for a sweep that fits your arrangement perfectly.